Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
.1620 The Zone. It's the Connor Happer Show. Connor is in Pittsburgh for Creighton's NCAA tournament game against Akron tomorrow. You can hear the call with John Bishop and Nick Baugh right here on .1620 The Zone or on beautiful FM radio 101.9 The Keg. Connor Happer joins us now from Pittsburgh. Connor, welcome to the Connor Happer Show.
Thank you, Josh. Yet again, guest on my own show. I'm flattered. This is good. I believe, by the way, you can give me credit for on the Creighton broadcast for tomorrow. I think we're going to try and maneuver it around where I'm basically a quote-unquote production assistant, basically for the sole purpose of getting an extra seat on the road down there. But don't tell anybody.
Your secret is safe with us. So you flew to Cleveland this morning and then drove to Pittsburgh. Detail that trip for us.
Okay. So yes, I woke up very early and it was, I believe it was 4 o'clock. And then I got in my car and drove to the airport. Our airport is currently a disaster.
It looks like it.
Yeah. Not a lot of good things going on there. There's just dirt piles everywhere. And the garage is a mess. But we got out of there, you know.
I'm glad we're welcoming all these tournament teams to Omaha.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. And then, we get into, I got into Chicago at Midway. And Chicago Midway Airport is like a melting pot for the NCAA tournament right now. Like you had.
Oh, sure.
Like it was Duquesne. There was like a lot of Duquesne people there heading to Omaha.
Oh, we just talked to their coach in the last segment.
There you go. I was on the same flight to Chicago as Amy Just of the Journal Star, and then she just split off to Memphis. A couple other local people on that flight as well, just going to various different places. So Chicago Midway basically turned out to be your NCAA tournament airport, weirdly enough, because everybody just, you know, tries to fly cheap and fly Southwest because we're all in the media. And then I got to Cleveland, and it was snowing, and got in a car and drove through some mountains, had to pay $7.75 on a turnpike toll road through Ohio and Pennsylvania, and here I am. It's very cold and windy and snowy here. It's kind of miserable.
Oh, that's horrible. What was everyone told you about the tunnel and the revealing of Pittsburgh? What was that like?
So I didn't have time to take that route because I think it was Travis. Somebody reached out to me on Twitter the other day, and they were like, hey, if you go that way from where you're coming from, like you're not going to get the tunnel thing, but there was a nice, like kind of turn around the bend and then downtown sort of like reveals itself. But I'm going to, don't worry. I'll be going in and out of the city a few times. So I'll get a chance to do the tunnel. I'll have a lot of time to waste tomorrow, which is exciting. Right now this arena, by the way, is pretty cool. You know, it's the Penguins, the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's the home of the Penguins.
I've heard.
And their scoreboard that hangs from the ceiling is like gigantic, and it's got, you know, like the hole in the middle, and there's screens on the inside. Like it's a
it's
bright, colorful. Like this is a good place, and they got a nice setup down here too.
Is there a Jake Guentzel memorial banner since they just traded him away? You know hockey, right?
You know, I got to take a lap around. I did hear about the Jake Guentzel trade, though.
Okay.
Yeah, that was very sad. I was a huge Pittsburgh Penguins fan because of that.
But, well, everyone in Omaha is.
I got to take a lap.
Okay.
I got to take a lap at some point. We'll find the various memorial, you know, statues and things and shout outs to old people.
Let's get your reaction to the news of the day. Nebraska Ooh. Hires Troy Dannon to be their athletic director. What was your live reaction to Troy Dannon?
I love when like people like are like, hell yeah, we got Troy Dannon. I'm like, you didn't know who Troy Dannon was 5 seconds ago.
I admitted that. I didn't know who he was this morning.
That's okay. That's a very normal thing to do. Yeah. We don't have to play like athletic director roulette. Like that's not the game we're playing here. So here's one thing that I know. He was at Washington for like 10 seconds.
5 months. Yes.
5 months. Okay. Perfect. And, why was he only there for that short of amount of time? I don't know. Has anybody asked that question yet? That's the first thing that pops into my head.
I don't know what you know about Troy Dannon.
Is he Trader Troy of Washington, like Trader Trev of Nebraska?
Maybe. Maybe they want to rip his name off of the office door, because that's probably all that had his name on it. But, he's an Iowa guy. He wanted to get closer to home.
Knows
Matt Rhule from Matt Rhule was at Temple while Dannon was at Tulane. So they're aware of each other. There's a slight connection there. I don't know if we're forcing that or not.
It kind of seems like maybe.
Yeah.
All right. That seems good. Whatever. They got an AD. That took what? Like exactly a week?
Exactly a week. Meanwhile, the preferred candidate for Nebraska president was also named. It was Dr. Gold from UNMC, the very person Trev Alberts wanted to put in that position, the very person Governor Jim Pillen did not want to put in that position.
Interesting. That is kind of interesting. I don't know how to unpack that, but
I don't either, but it's interesting.
Yeah, there's definitely something in there. There's something baked into that cake that I can't wrap my head around at this moment because I'm running off of 2 hours of sleep and I'm in an unfamiliar part of the world. By the way, I'm standing in front of various Penguins, kind of like murals here, and I don't know what this one is. This is the last time they won the Stanley Cup. I see gloves and helmets everywhere. But Jake Guentzel is right there. He's right in the foreground of the picture. I'll take a picture and send it to you. Go Pens.
Thank you. That's our boy, Jake Guentzel, who's a Carolina Hurricane now. People forget.
Yeah.
I know you just got there. You're sleep deprived. But has Creighton started practice yet? What's the schedule for them today?
Oh yeah, Creighton's been done for a couple hours.
You missed it. Okay.
I didn't get here. Yeah, I didn't get here in time. When I got here, South Carolina was going. Oakland's going right now. The thing that I noticed, the thing that everyone would notice so far at this event in this location, is that it will be overrun by Kentucky fans.
That makes sense.
Yeah, Kentucky's here, and they have quite the presence to them. But I've seen a smattering of just about every like fan base or like media contingency and stuff like that. But yeah, Oakland's still out there for another few minutes, and then I think it's Kentucky's practice after that before they get ready for tomorrow. But Creighton's got the first day of the game, the first game of the day here tomorrow, which is what, the third game of the day,
right?
Overall, so yeah, that'll be good. And then get out of here, and hopefully Creighton doesn't lose tomorrow. That would be pretty pretty shocking, but that would really throw off my travel situation as well. But yeah, I think the vibes are good. That's like the only thing I have to report at this point, except for the weather. The weather really truly sucks.
Well, that's unfortunate. It's just cold here right now.
Yeah, it was like cold, and I mean it was nice and clear last night when I was doing the baseball game. But yeah, no, it's like cold, windy, cloudy, like snow mixed in. Just messy around here right now.
That's right. You called a baseball game last night. Creighton rattled off another victory. We'll get to that. But while we're on the subject of Creighton basketball and Pittsburgh, this is kind of your last chance to talk about it publicly before game time tomorrow. What's your confidence level? You've been very high on this team, and what do you see headed into tournament time?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty confident, but now it's been a week since they've played, and you just like, you just convince yourself always that you're going to be that one team that, you know, that blows it, or that, you know, looks like an embarrassment on the national stage or whatever. Every year there's one or two. And so like, you just, you know, you go through the emotions of it through the week, but like, you know, Creighton wins the game probably, I don't know, 85 out of 100 times or 90. Oh my God.
Is that Sidney Crosby?
Did you hear that Pittsburgh man just yell at me?
No.
You didn't hear that in the background?
Oh, no, I did. I did. I didn't hear what that person said.
Oh, he was like, get out of here, you piece of bleep.
Oh, wow.
No, he didn't say that. Oh. That was just John Bishop.
That's what I thought it was. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Scared me. Anyway, I think Creighton's fine. I think they're going to win tomorrow. And, you know, I caught a little bit of South Carolina, and the guys that have been here before caught a little bit of Oregon. So it's just like the quick glance at these guys. You don't get to really see them do much except for kind of move around a little bit. You get to see the bodies. But, like, Oregon, from an athletic profile, is greater than South Carolina. So maybe – I don't know. It kind of depends on, you know, how it plays out. But maybe you would rather take the higher seed from that game if you're really trying to, you know, make things go your way. But I don't know. One game at a time. See what happens after that.
Okay. I've wanted to talk baseball. I haven't been able to talk about the Soul Series or Creighton baseball yet. How'd Creighton baseball go last night?
The Soul Series was on when I got to the air. People were drinking at the airport at 5 o'clock this morning at not Cracky McGee's, but the other one at the hangar or whatever. And there was a live baseball game on. And then I tweeted that the jerseys looked horrible.
They do.
And then I got on a plane. They really, truly look bad.
We haven't forgotten.
No, we need to remember. I'm glad that we had a chance to remember that today. Creighton, I think, is pretty good. I think I've said this before. And you know, I don't know that they'll be, you know, the gap to gap power team they've been so far. I mean, the stats are kind of off the charts. They've come back to earth in the last 2 weeks a little bit.
Still scored like 10 runs last night, right?
Yeah, they've been, they have been the beneficiary of some really, truly horrible pitching on the other side this year. I mean, It got pretty wacky in the last three games of that homestand there with San Francisco and with South Dakota State last night. It was just, the walks were out of control. Creighton pitchers did a good job. So they've been the beneficiary of that. They're going to, you know, take a giant step up in competition this weekend. I do think they have the players though, like, and they're not, and the thing about it is they're not even healthy right now. Like, they're probably their two best bats haven't been in the lineup in almost 2 weeks now. So, you know, that's the thing to watch for with them. Can they find like three? They have a Friday starter. They're working back in their Saturday starter. He's getting healthy, Jack Sainer. And then, you know, can you find like one more in the midweek, and then like three back into the bullpen guys, and that gets you there? If they can find that, then I actually think they're going to be pretty good. Like, what's pretty good? They could make a regional. I don't see why they can't make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
So
if you're scoring that many runs, it allows you a little time to find that person. And also, like, yeah, they're not playing anyone particularly menacing in the non-con. They'll have Stanford coming up, but I mean, it's not like the Big East is a murderer's row.
No. I mean, from an athletic profile, they're just, you know, they're just as good, if not better, than anybody else in the conference. But you know, they like to measure themselves up against the UConns of the world. If we're just talking about the Big East, Xavier has been a pretty good baseball program. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do. I mean, I think they're a lot better than they were last year. They fell off the rails last year, and I think they're quite a bit better than that. And I think Ed Service would probably agree.
This is another thing I haven't had a lot of time to talk about. We mentioned it briefly in the crossover, but we were covering the breaking news there. Let's allow Connor Happer to take a short victory lap on Virginia basketball.
Yeah, thanks. How many points did they score last night, Josh? Just wondering. Why don't you give me that answer real quick?
Let me give you the exact number, because I actually did forget it. 42.
Was it 42? Yeah. 42 points in an NCAA tournament game? as if anyone could have seen this coming. Just imagine
it's actually,
what we could have done with this information if we would have had this information before they played a basketball game. No, we've had this for years and years and years. And the worst part is that was the worst version of what they have been, right? Like we've seen some teams from Virginia that ended up being pretty good, found ways to win games, but they were always themselves. This is themselves, but they're a bad version of it. And we, for some reason, put them in the NCAA tournament and allowed them to play on national television against everybody last night. I guess Colorado State last night.
Solo window.
Sorry about that earthquake in the background. I'm in like a service hallway, and they're rolling food crates by me, and you know, they're like, "Who's this guy yelling, being all demonstrative on the phone in the hallway?" But yeah, I'm just taking up room down here. But yes, thank you for allowing me the victory lap. I wish I could take responsibility for it, but like everybody saw this coming. Everybody knew that they suck. So I hope the committee feels good about themselves.
Like 55 real-time minutes without scoring a basketball point of any kind.
Was that right? I didn't even watch it. Either.
Oh, yeah, you were busy. They did not score for the final 9:30 of the first half, and then like the first 2.5 minutes of the second half, and when you add in halftime, they went like 55 minutes without scoring.
Did they mention that during the broadcast?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Like they broke the streak, and they broke the drought, and a graphic was on the screen. First point since like 9:30 Eastern or something like that.
Oh, man. They did them dirty.
They
that
did.
Sucked.
But it's actually not the fewest points Virginia has scored in an NCAA tournament game. In 2017, they scored 39 points.
Yeah. Did they win?
They did not.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm sure. I bet they've had some 40-point, you know, like 48, 49-point wins in the NCAA tournament at some point. But yeah, what a program. Ignore them forever.
Every high school basketball team that participated in a state championship game scored 42 points this year.
That's funny. Yeah, wow. And we did our fair share of making fun of those teams not being able to put the ball on the basket.
We did.
I will say this, as it applies to Creighton and bridging over from Virginia, well, do you remember where Isaac Trout went in his first year of college?
I don't know.
Virginia. He went to Virginia. And so when he got here and we started, you know, getting some access to their practices in the fall, I thought, oh boy, this guy, I mean, he was a pretty good offensive player at Grand Island. Like he wasn't super far developed, but like there was really, you know, some projection there for him. He goes to Virginia for 1 year. He's too big, like, you know, top heavy, like, he looks like almost a football player, and he has not developed. In fact, he's maybe regressed on the offensive end. And that's like, I'm sitting there, I'm watching that guy. I was like, yeah, that guy played at Virginia for a year. They basically took a year out of his basketball development and turned him in whatever they were trying to turn him into. There's a reason why, you know, guys like that, because like, they want to score points. Like it's not that hard to understand. And so he comes here. He develops a little bit. I think he's still recovering, honestly, from that year where he basically just had negative development. So, I mean, if there's one program that can get a guy like that right, it's Creighton. But what a mess of a deal. More people need to be talking about this because I feel like the winning covers up so much for them, and it really shouldn't. What they're doing is a disservice to the game.
I love that take. Stephen A. Smith called for the coach to be fired, by the way.
They should they should just eliminate them from ever, well, just from playing basketball anymore.
Like hold the program.
I'm telling you, like it's hurting. It's not just because we don't enjoy watching when they don't score points. It's because, I mean, they're also, it's a disservice to players the way that they try to win basketball games. Like I get it. Your job is to win. But it's like, there's better ways to do it. I don't know who in their right mind would go there. It doesn't make any sense to me.
That's Connor Happer. He's live in Pittsburgh. He will be covering the game in a variety of different ways over the course of tomorrow, and hopefully beyond that, he'll also be on the halftime show with Nick Hanley on our YouTube channel. Also, social media is where you can find that. Connor, are you excited to do halftimes with Hanley?
Yeah, I am. I got to, once again, head back to the surface hallway probably, and I have to take a moment off from my job of being the production assistant of the Creighton radio broadcast. But, you know, we can do two things at once. We've proven we could do this before, and we will do it again. Josh, I'm very excited for the weekend, and I hope, you know, we'll get some good memories out of it. Maybe we'll get John Bishop yelling and blow it up again or something like that.
Bound to be something memorable from the weekend. Connor, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Safe travels.
Yes, Josh, thank you for thanks for handling things today. It's very much appreciated. We'll talk to you later.
All right, there he is, Connor Happer of The Connor Happer Show. You can catch him assisting with the production tomorrow right here on 1620 The Zone. Our coverage begins with John Bishop at noon. Tomorrow, tip-off at 12:30. If you're a Nebraska fan, you're like, I don't want to listen to Creighton, but I want to listen to the games, you can listen to the Westwood One coverage on our sister station, 1180 The Zone. So that should be fun once we get the games tipped off tomorrow. We will come back, probably just update the poll questions and tell you what to watch when we come back next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.